And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. A smart corridor is proposed to connect Newport-on-the-Levee to Northern Kentucky University along U.S. 27. The road, with its different names along the way, runs through four cities and one county. All the local governments have bought into the idea, but what exactly is it? We're going to talk about that and some of the other local proposals that were floated and explored at the recent Cincinnati Mobility Summit, hosted by the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber of Commerce. And joining Cincinnati Edition today are Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber of Commerce Transportation Manager and Policy Manager, Pete Metz.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
Thanks for being here, Pete. And we also have Campbell County Economic Development Progress Authority President Will Weber. Thanks for being here, Will.
Thank you, Michael.
Questions about this project or other transportation issues in the region, give us a call, 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. We'll look for your comments and your tweets and get some of those into the show as well. Pete, your role at the Chamber involves transportation. It's a hot topic all the time in the region, just in general, on both sides of the river. What is the state of transportation in this region?
That's a great question, Michael. And for about the last 3 years, the Cincinnati Chamber has been really focused on this because we know improving our region's transportation system, connecting people to jobs, education, and healthcare is what's really going to help grow our region and grow the vibrancy of our businesses in our region. And so I would say that the state of our transportation conversation is one that's more organized today than it's ever been, one that has more momentum than it's ever been. It's partly because of events like this Mobility Summit, but also because we have elected leaders at every level of government now who are speaking the same language and focusing on this issue in a new and thoughtful way that's going to really move the needle for this issue.
It's kind of complicated with the fact that there are two states often involved because the airport's in one state that serves the concentration of corporations on the other side in the other state. And I'm wondering what you would identify as a chamber employee as successes in the region as it relates to transportation?
You know, I think first and foremost, one of the biggest keys to any success that we have is our ability to collaborate, right? So, you know, just sitting here as a Cincinnati chamber that represents counties in three states, but working closely with local government officials on both sides of the river, having strong partnerships between our transit authorities, Tank, Sorta, and Butler County RTA being the key ones in multiple counties across the region. But I would say success looks like, strong partnerships with companies like Uber that we've developed, pulling together a summit like this where, four inaugural projects, really we're able to spend time with experts developing solutions that they can go out and implement is success. And we're building towards success in rebuilding our transit system here in Southwest Ohio that I think we'll be talking a lot more about as a community over the next 8 months.
Okay, so tell us what this summit was.
Yeah, so the theory behind the Mobility Solutions Summit was that for us as a chamber, so much of our work in transportation is policy focused. And how do we fund projects and how do we change policy? And that's often big systems change and it's complicated. But what we hear from our members and from our partners is that they have problems that they need to solve today. And they're things like, how do we help our employees commute more effectively? How do we plan smart corridors? And so what we did was we put together this event, which was really in some ways a hackathon. And we went out and solicited problems in our region, said, tell us what your biggest mobility problem is. And we as an organization with the network we had, both here locally and across the country in the transportation space, said, we're going to pair you with a problem solver. And we're going to give you the time and the space over 2.5 days to incubate solutions to those problems. And then at the end of this, we're going to share those out to the community. And so that's what we did over 2.5 days in August. And I'm really excited by the progress that was made by each of those projects, one of which is the smart corridor that we're going to talk about. And I'm really excited to see where these things go from that August Mobility Summit.
So when you talk about developing solutions, did you find solutions to all these issues that were raised?
I think we have a path for solutions for each of them, right? Solving a problem in 24 hours is pretty hard. But, what we did was we took private businesses and local governments and nonprofit organizations who had identified their mobility problems, and we set them up with a partner who can help them develop and then implement that solution. So I would say coming out of this event, each of those partners had a very clear understanding of what a solution looks like and how to go achieve it.
Okay, so we've got the US 27 Smart Corridor represented here by Will Weber from the Campbell County government, but the other projects that were brought up or explored at this summit included the Beacon of Hope Business Alliance, which is looking to develop more effective routes and first last mile solutions for shuttle service for its employees. The Paddock Hills based Monty Inc., that's a manufacturer who wants to develop employee commute solutions. And you have a few business districts looking to be more collaborative with one another in terms of the circulation of potential customers, I suppose, in those areas in Coryville, Mount Auburn, and Clifton Heights. And I think we can talk a little bit about those momentarily. But first, let's talk about the U.S. 27 Smart Corridor. Will, you were part of this, and I'm wondering what exactly it is.
Yes. So great question, Michael. Really, this corridor is a six-mile corridor in Campbell County. Like you mentioned, we have all of the local governments from the cities of Newport, Southgate, Fort Thomas, and Highland Heights on board around this common vision on an underutilized road that was once a vital corridor. So we got together and we realized there's a lot of exciting things happening from the river, Newport on the Levee with Ovation, all the way to NKU, and a key piece is connecting that around this corridor. We realized when I-471 was built, there was this disruption that people wanted to get quickly from point A to point B. And US 27 really functioned as that corridor for the longest time. And how do you tweak that value proposition that you are now creating a journey that's a destination and driving economic growth and getting people back to this corridor through multi-mobility options? We see a rise of a numerous options as opposed to taking your vehicle from point A to point B. So it's really exciting opportunity, and having everyone on board to really drive this piece into the future is exciting.
Okay, so if this was a solutions summit, and I imagine that some solutions were decided upon or at least explored during it. So Will, tell us a little bit about, I guess, the problem is presented as this road is not being utilized to its best potential. It links the region's major university in Kentucky to the major entertainment destination, Newport. So what was the solution?
Yes, absolutely. So I will give Pete and his team a lot of credit. Outside of a transportation role, he's an expert matchmaker. We were teamed up with the StanTech team, who was phenomenal of really honing in on that problem statement, some guiding principles, and really some strategic solutions along the corridor. One of those, in real time, part of the StanTech team had called his office, and his team put together a mock multi-mobility portion of this corridor. So they looked at inside the right-of-way, how are we really creating an aesthetic experience, a shared-use path, so folks who are on scooters and bikes can traverse a corridor safely instead of taking a car. And we looked at partners like OKI and KYTC of, well, how do we integrate a smart bus stop along here? So you have plenty of multi-mobility options, and really it's aligning the corridor that can support this, and it's getting the infrastructure in place right-of-way. But also looking into smart technologies that you can integrate along this new infrastructure in the corridor. So we've explored several options. Smart technology and the access management along the whole corridor was great help from StanTech, and really appreciate Pete matchmaking us with the group.
And for people who may not know it by its old name or its regular federal name, US 27, we're talking about Monmouth Street in Newport, which runs right through the main downtown area, and it connects all the way out to, I mean, it goes well beyond NKU, of course. It goes pretty far south, actually, well beyond Kentucky, but it's known as Alexandria Pike by the time it gets out to NKU. So it's a pretty long stretch, and of course, between NKU and Newport, you do go through Southgate and Fort Thomas. So you have to deal with these four different cities, and you have the county involved as well, where you work. How did you get them on board? What do they see as opportunities for themselves?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that's a great question. I was honored to have the opportunity to intern at South Bank Partners, which was a community group along the riverfront, and they created an interlocal agreement for the river cities. And having that experience as an intern in my current role, I figured, why can't we do something similar and create a multi-use path, a real mobility artery north to south. And folks who had already participated in the previous interlocal agreement, we were able to model that and craft it, that we have a vision larger than city boundaries, that we can really see what this opportunity looks like to drive economic growth and a quality of life that once was thriving, and now you're hard-pressed to see anybody outside of a car on this corridor. So really, it was seeing this larger vision and all these projects that are happening, not in their own silo, but working and connecting them together.
And you see this as an opportunity to attract technology-oriented businesses as well. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we want to talk about that. We've got to take another break. And when we come back, we will talk about that. And then Pete, we'll get you back in because we do want to hear about the Paddock Hills project, the Coryville, Mount Auburn, Clifton Heights project, and the Beacon of Hope Business Alliance, too, as long as we can touch on those. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition On Demand. Did you know you can have the show delivered straight to your smartphone every day? Just go to your favorite podcast listening app, search Cincinnati Edition, and subscribe. You'll be able to keep up with all our great conversations with newsmakers, public officials, and other interesting people from the greater Cincinnati region and beyond on the go, anytime, anywhere. It's great for those days you can't tune in to catch us live. Weekdays at noon on 91.7 WVXU. And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Let's continue now with our conversation about smart mobility in the region and some of the solutions that were explored at a recent summit. We're joined today by Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber of Commerce, Transportation and Policy Manager Pete Metz. I don't know why I messed up that title, Pete. I apologize. I think I wrote it incorrectly in my notes. What is it? Your Transportation Manager?
So it's complicated.
It sounds
we changed it for
honestly,
this reason.
If I may be so bold, it's a little chambery.
Well, we changed it to be Manager of Transportation Initiatives recently for this exact reason, Michael.
I see. Well, that's a good thing. I apologize for not getting
no memo
on that, but we'll look forward to next time we have you on, we'll get it correct, I promise. We also have Campbell County Economic Development Progress Authority President Will Weber. We're talking about this smart corridor proposal that would link Newport on the Levee to Northern Kentucky University more effectively to promote economic development all along US 27, starts as Monmouth Street in Newport and ends up as Alexandria Pike by the time it gets in KU. And before we went to the break, Will, we were talking about how you think this can influence tech-oriented businesses to locate in Southgate, Fort Thomas, Newport, Highland Heights.
Absolutely. So outside of the partners I mentioned earlier at the government side, we also have several supporters that have linked together on these monthly stakeholder meetings. So we have folks like NKU, St. Elizabeth, even Energize Kentucky, that have seen an opportunity on this corridor that if we can attract businesses that fall into this core market that NKU is educating students in the data analytics, the innovation entrepreneurship, the healthcare data analytics again, what businesses can we attract that want to be near this type of talent? So we see the opportunities out there, and we've worked with several folks that have identified similar opportunities where these smart corridors exist in Ohio, even Smart Toronto, where if we can create an infrastructure that will encourage development of a zero carbon emission building that then will locate a company that is a startup or they want to test some type of technology by working with students, there's a lot of synergy to be had there. And we also researched and found that our friends at Carnegie Mellon and Georgia Tech, these universities partnered with their local governments in their regions and realized what an opportunity to plot out a smart data utility grid. And if they can plot this out, they can start to align these timelines that utility partners would continue to expand their services.
All right, let's check out. We got a guy on the phone lines. We'll go to Evan. Hey, Evan, how are you? What's your question or comment?
I live in Bellevue, and I'm here that where they're building the bike trail from Dewey to Covington. And I was just wondering, are they going to build a new bridge across the Licking River? Are they going to just redo the Fort Street Bridge, or how are they going to do that?
Well, actually, I Will probably has a better inside information than I do, but there is a plan in the 6-year road plan that the state puts out every couple of years and updates it to put a new 4th Street Bridge there. But I don't know what that looks like. Have we seen a design, Will?
We haven't seen any designs, but that is a part of the conversation, is connecting this Riverfront Commons route. Is there a bike lane on the 4th Street Bridge? Is there a new bridge? I think there's several options they're still exploring. But certainly there's a strong connectivity portion to Campbell and Kenton County and the river cities.
Yeah, that bridge is pretty terrible for pedestrians. It's so small, and really any time that you take a bike. And by the way, that's why I learned that I'm not a cyclist, was when the red bikes came out and riding on that. Like, the grade really isn't that bad. You don't feel it in a car at all, mm-hmm. but on a bike, wow, you really feel it. And you can't ride it on the sidewalk section there. So, Evan, thanks for the call. I guess the answer to your question is a new bridge is coming. We just don't know when, but it does appear that they are looking for multimodal uses to it. So thanks for the call. We just got a couple minutes left. I want to make sure that we touch on some of the other presentations that took place at your summit, Pete. It includes this one that sounds really interesting because it wants to connect more effectively, I guess, the central little business districts, the neighborhood business districts of Coryville, Mount Auburn, and Clifton Heights. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Community Urban Redevelopment Corporations, the CDCs and businesses associations applied to be part of this program because they know that connectivity within the Uptown community is really critical, that there are a number of different organizations that already run shuttles, often for students or for employees, and that our Metro bus system runs through there. But to move efficiently between business districts was a real challenge. And so what they were exploring at the summit with First Transit, which is headquartered right here in Cincinnati, was how do they develop a circulator system that allows folks to leave their cars where they've parked them or not even use their car at all and move between business districts. And for them, the next steps is to engage our bus system and engage the university and the major partners up there to develop that plan.
So possibly using a bus or a shuttle or something.
Correct.
That would run at certain times to get people around there. Okay. The Beacon of Hope Business Alliance was looking for a more effective route for shuttle service for their employers, for their employees. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, if you're not aware of the Beacon of Hope Business Alliance, you should really spend some time learning about them because it's a consortium of businesses that are really focused on helping second chance employees find jobs and job placements. And one of the biggest challenges they realized they had was transportation for those folks, that the businesses may be off the bus line or out in places that are unreachable for these employees. And so they, being entrepreneurial, they bought some vans and started shuttling folks around. And so they were literally with pen and paper helping plan routes. And so what we did was we partnered them with a company called Share, a startup out of Columbus, to help them find ways to use technology to improve that experience and make it more effective and efficient.
And then you had another business that was also looking for some type of commute situation. They're called, is it Monty?
Monty.
Monty Inc. They're based out in Paddock Hills. Manufacturer looking to develop employee commute solutions as well. So this seemed to be a pretty consistent theme.
Yeah, that's right. And something we hear from our members constantly is how do we make sure that our employees can get to us reliably? How can we expand the zone from which we can recruit and hire? And for Monty specifically, they knew that they had pretty decent bus service where they were located, but that their workforce was not in places that actually could access that bus service. And so they needed some new innovative solutions because they had employees pretty far to the east and pretty far to the west. And so they needed something a little bit different. And we paired them with Commute with Enterprise to look at opportunities around carpooling and developing, sort of a tech platform for carpooling that would allow those employees who maybe live near each other to utilize their vehicles to help everyone get to work on time.
And Will, in your work in economic development in general in Campbell County, what are you hearing from employers that are thinking about locating in the county somewhere, probably not out in the suburbs or closer to the riverfront, but how important is it to them that their employees have that walkable, multimodal lifestyle?
Absolutely. That's been the top issue that companies face is the workforce attraction, the retention side, and a good chunk of that is getting to work. The tank is going through a redesign process, and they've honed in that's one of the largest priorities that they need to align with is connecting the workforce to the businesses as we continue to drive economic growth.
What's next for the Smart Corridor?
So what's next? Right now we are we finalized the MOU, so that'll be sent down to Frankfurt to finalize the agreement. We are working with other supporters to come on board and be a part of this process as we continue to compete for public and private grants out there to implement some of these smart strategic solutions. And I will add, Michael, that we have coined this the intersection of innovation and entertainment, and we use the phrase innotainment.
Please don't use that phrase. Oh, my goodness. That's great. I love that, actually. Southgate, Kentucky, the next Toronto. We're looking forward to that. Thanks so much for being here. Will Weber from the Campbell County Fiscal Court. Pete Metz from the Cincinnati Regional Chamber. Thanks for being here as well. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer for today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Archives of our program are found online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.